Stolen, of course, was an app that came out in January where you could own people on Twitter. You could buy and sell people on Twitter. You can see why it was not the best idea. It was a failed experiment. And one of those times when people got offended, maybe too easily offended, but the developer pulled the app right away. And then now they're back, maybe to waste your time. What I love about this story is just the progression and how they didn't give up. Now, The Verge says the creators got so much hate about their app, and you could see it on Twitter. People got really angry, as they are wont to do on Twitter. Zoe Quinn, who's a game developer, no stranger to hate online herself, part of one of the women that was really targeted in Gamergate, she reached out to help them and give them support. She basically, The Verge says, she said, you know, hey guys, it really sucks that you're getting all this hate. I know what that feels like. Can I help you? And now she's a paid consultant on the game. So I just wanted to talk about this. I mean, I'm not saying this is an amazing app. If you want to use it, you can. It's invitation only, but the developer said use TNT. TNT is your code. TNT, TNT.
Oh, and that'll...
Then you can get in, because you have to have a code get in.
Is it... Okay, TNT.
TNT. That's your code.
Okay.
TNT, TNT.
All right. Well, there you go.
So famous.af. I don't know, Matthew. What do you think about Stolen?
I love that it's famous.af.
I know. Like, yes. Right.
Like the URL. But to be honest, I actually don't... I was confused when they took it offline, because I didn't... Maybe I wasn't paying attention, but I don't understand why this was such a big deal. I mean, obviously... In fact, there was another service like that.
People.
I'm trying to remember the name
people.
Of it. No.
Was it buy your friends or sell your friends or something like that?
No. Obviously, there were more than one,
human pets. There was also something called human pets.
Oh, it was called Empire. No, Empire. Anyway, Cred bought it. K-R-E-D. The sort of clout clone. Anyway, is long time ago. But the idea was the same, except they called it investing. So you could invest in someone. And so... I just don't understand. Like, obviously, you're not actually buying a person. And I suppose I could see if a famous troll who hated you and had made your life miserable started buying you, that would be bad. But I don't know. It just seemed like an odd thing to kind of get upset about. Maybe I'm not. Maybe it's a microaggression, and I'm not hip to that. But it just felt weird to me that everybody got so upset about it.
I think microaggression is a good word. I think that, yeah. I mean, what I learned from the experience is, like, I was like, well, this is fun. This is silly. And, oh, wait, my experience isn't the same as everyone else's experience. You know, right. Some people are offended. They
and
have
that's
the right
fair,
to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, and that's fair for sure.
So,
and maybe they could just get you, like, why not? Why didn't they have it so you could say, could you remove me from this thing?
Right.
Now it's opt in. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's going to reduce usage, it seems to me.
And strangely, in this case, I almost feel like it should have been opt out. Like, I think that the way that the app framed things the first time as Stolen versus now, I think is what kind of changes that, right? Like, it was interpreted as, you know, like a kind of inference to, let's say, slavery as one example, mm-hmm. for buying people and trade, you know, and that sort of thing in Stolen. Now it's, are you a fan of, I'm a fan of you. And right. I almost feel like that's such a positive thing. Yeah. Like, anyone would be okay with that. But I right. suppose they're doing what they're doing. They're reacting to, you know, the very big backlash that they got. Twitter kind of already does this whole fan count thing. And this is based on Twitter feeds, mm-hmm. again, right?
Right.
Twitter does this.
Yeah.
It's your follower count. So mm-hmm. you kind of already know how many fans you have based on how many people are following you. But definitely
Although
interesting to see
those...
how fast they turn this around.
Half of those are bots, though.
That's exactly. true. Okay.
So these are real. I mean, yeah, like when I logged in and, like, you know, I got tweets this morning like, Megan Maroney, I'm
really?
Your biggest fan. And I was like, oh, it feels good. Like, Twitter feels good this morning. I like this.
Also, it also kind of feels a little self-serving to, like, sign up to be like, I want people to tell me how cool I am.
Right.
So I'm
going
to opt into this thing, and then come on, people. Tell
well,
me
you
how awesome
can
it
tell
is.
Other people that you.
That's true. That's yeah. true. You can do that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And this Empire thing, I still get emails. So-and-so has bought shares in you. And literally, it was like 2 years ago or something. I don't think I ever even put myself on there. People just started. And it's just a weird, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, social stuff like that, it's fun for like 10 minutes. You guys use Peach at all?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used it for longer than 10 minutes. I yeah. used it for a lot longer than most
people. You were dedicated to it for a strong 2 weeks. Okay. Yeah. Longer than most.
It's interesting that you say, well, this was around 2 years ago, and this was, and I think that was part of what was so interesting about this story, too. The web is different now. You know, it's a different place. Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. And that's a good point. And I thought you made, I mean, you're right about sort of your experience not being other people's experience. And I continually get reminded of that on Twitter. You know, I'm an old white guy, heterosexual. I don't get a lot of trolling. I mean, I get some, but not like some people do. And so for me to say, oh, yeah, it's no big deal. You should just brush it off. Obviously, that's not, it's fine for me to say that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I find it fascinating, too, just in terms of developing an app and what that involves. And I think these, I am impressed with these developers because I think, you know, they walked in, like many developers said, like, we're going to create this game and it's going to be great. And then they were like, whoa, people took this.
It seemed like they were truly like thrown off kilter.
Yeah. And they didn't say like, you're wrong, you're complaining, you're, you know, you're whining.
That's a good point.
They pulled back. Now they have people that, you know, have different experiences, have had different experiences on Twitter. They're paying them to consult on their app and they're doing something new, and I'm impressed with that, and I think that
I
think you're right, and we should definitely, you know, we should give them props for that, for sure, for sort of recalibrating and taking feedback instead of, you know, we know what's right or what's good and just shut up and use our app.
Yeah, exactly. And also what we're talking about, that, you know, sometimes that limits the use. I mean, if you have to opt in and all these things are not, you know, but maybe that's where we need to be looking. Maybe we don't need to have every person on the internet want to use our tool or everything. You know, maybe it's smaller groups is what we need.
Yeah. And I mean, this is happening, that like Twitter is going through this, as you sort of suggested. I've had conversations with people. This is how, to non-Twitter users, this is going to sound like insanity, but about, should you put a period before the at mention of someone, or is that throwing it open to the crowd and then trolls are going to form? And if you do a quote tweet, is that, actually got called out by Chris Sacca, famous Twitter investor and multi-gazillionaire.
Oh, I saw that. I watched that. Yeah, I watched him call you out.
I think he said I was the quote tweet witch hunt king or something like that. And I thought, I don't understand what you're even talking about. Like, I quote tweets sometimes because I think other people might be interested in whatever this conversation is I'm having. Yeah. But I can see how people in some situations would think, wow, you're just calling me out and asking your troll army to come and jump on me. So it's all in kind of how you, and of course, that's not what I'm doing at all.
Right.
But I can see how it could be perceived that way.
Yeah.
You know, I have a big following of bots or whatever, but, so for me to say something might feel like, you know, I'm waiting in there with all my crew or whatever, my squad, and we're, you know, we're going to jump on somebody, but that's not actually what it feels like, but it is to the person on the other end.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, and that's interesting too. I mean, because you think about the dynamic between Chris Sacca, someone, you know, and you, and I thought, well, that's interesting. I mean, you know, he was accusing you of being incendiary, I think, and on purpose. And I thought that was really interesting because I don't see you as that. And
well, and I do sometimes. I mean, sometimes I, you know, I'll toss a grenade or I'll post a quote tweet that's snark because I think something deserves to be, because I think the person who wrote it is probably an idiot, or the thing that they wrote needs to be criticized. But I don't know if I'm not supposed to do that, I'm going to have to start using Twitter in a completely different way. Mm-hmm. But, and it used to be, maybe when Twitter was smaller, you know, it didn't feel like you were. So the comparison somebody made to me was, it's like you standing up in a football stadium and pointing at someone and yelling, you know, this guy's an idiot, or he said something terrible. And in a way, I guess, you know, if now that Twitter is so huge, maybe it does feel like that.